As they watched Nicholas chip away at the Caucasus and the Ottoman Empire, they became nervous. It was good policy for Christian monarchs to cry out about the infidel Muslim Turks. But the Ottoman Empire's continued existence was actually good for European peace. As long as an Ottoman sultan held power in Istanbul or Constantinople, that meant none of the other European monarchs was calling the shots. But by 1853, the Ottoman regime had basically become a Russian puppet. This was something Great Britain, France, Austria, and Prussia could not tolerate. They encouraged the Turks to display a little more spine, so the Turks went and declared war on Russia. In return, Nicholas wiped out the entire Turkish fleet and captured even more Ottoman territory, which frightened the other monarchs even more. Even though Nicholas promised the Austrians in 1854 he would give the captured territory back, France and Great Britain decided on a preemptive strike. They would teach Russia a lesson. Although France and Great Britain made raids on St. Petersburg and the Baltic Sea area, the Crimean War was so called after the main theater of operations.